You might not know it, but there's a branch of the U.S. Department of Agriculture whose job includes killing wild animals to the tune of millions each year. It used to be called Animal Damage Control. Now it's simply called Wildlife Services. As 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, depending on who you talk to, the agency is controversial and secretive, or well-managed and essential.
I meet Samantha Brueger and her tiny dog Genghis Khan to walk a trail that wraps around a reservoir in Pueblo County, Colorado.
So we are actually looking at a beautiful lake area.
Brueger is with the environmental nonprofit Wild Earth Guardians, and her work right now is mostly trying to figure out what Wildlife Services is up to in this area and in the state.
Because Wildlife Services operates under the radar so often, it's really hard to pin down exactly what they're doing and where.
The agency's self-described mission is managing problems caused by wildlife. Sometimes that means dispersing birds at airports or managing invasive species, but often it means they kill wild predators on behalf of livestock ranchers.
We're in an area where they might be doing this kind of thing.
Through a public records request, Brueger says she just found out that Pueblo County has a contract with Wildlife Services that's current through this year, and that 9 other Colorado counties had contracts as recently as 2016. But again, she doesn't know exactly where. What she does know is that Wildlife Services uses a variety of methods to kill animals that are deemed a problem. They use snares, traps, gunning from the ground, gunning from the air.
And then they also, in their contract, specifically state that they're able to use sodium cyanide bombs.
Those are also known as M44s. They're spring-loaded devices that release sodium cyanide, a lethal poison to canines and other mid-sized animals, including humans, at the right dose. The agency uses them across most of the West as one of its killing tools, mostly to target coyotes. And the practice is controversial. In 2017, an M44 was responsible for the temporary poisoning of a 14-year-old boy in Idaho and for the death of his dog after they stumbled on one on public land behind the boy's house. Critics have called for a ban on M44s, and that's under review by the EPA. Peter Orwick, though, is fine with M44s. He's director of the American Sheep Industry Association, and he says predators are a serious issue.
We have to live it every day. It's not just a talking point for our members. They are out there on their land interacting with the wildlife and livestock every day of their lives.
Orwick says dealing with predators is the second largest expense of most sheep ranches. He says he knows lots of ranchers who've invested in guard dogs and guard llamas and other non-lethal methods of keeping predators at bay. And he says they work, but they don't work in all situations.
And they still need the ability to have a trap or a snare or an M44 available to take care of a predator.
He says that's when a rancher has to call Wildlife Services.
I think the agency does a tremendous job.
No one from the agency was available for an interview, but a spokesperson pointed me to the agency's website, where she said, quote, "You can find information on our program, from federal allocated funds to what's given in cooperative funding to how many animals are euthanized and by what method, both intentionally and unintentionally by state." She also said the reason they can't disclose which counties, agencies, or entities they contract with is because that information is protected under the Privacy Act and the Farm Bill. Carter Niemeyer is familiar with those guidelines. He worked for the agency for 26 years.
We were the hired gun of the livestock industry.
But over the years, he says, the work started to feel futile.
In spite of killing thousands of coyotes every year, there were thousands more the following year to replace them. There had to be better ways to protect livestock.
He finally left the agency. Now, his feelings about Wildlife Services are mixed. He says, on the one hand, they do a bloody job that no other agency is willing to do.
You know, the old sayings are like, you can't sell death.
And he believes that partly explains their lack of transparency.
They've become a very low-profile program. They almost have to hide out, so to speak, and some of the responses that involve lethal, though legally, they respond under kind of cloak and dagger.
Still, as a government agency, he feels they should be more open with the public, even if that means taking more flack. According to its own reporting, Wildlife Services killed more than 2.6 million animals in 2018, roughly 6,500 of those with M44s. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.